November 1st, 2019. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, today I come to make clear some facts that Satan has covered in his confusion. Evil has taken charge of the liberal political party in your nation. In so doing, it has made humanitarian issues into political footballs. You have one party that has genuine concern for the welfare of the people. The other is motivated by outside forces, political power, and ambition. This nation is my tool in the world and must not be reduced to what you call a banana republic. Such a nation as that tosses leaders in and out of office at the mere whims of a few. I have saved this nation throughout history, holding her above deceit and hidden agendas, bringing her to victory over foreign enemies, making of her a sign of truth amidst confusion. All of this, all of my divine intervention, is under attack now by those in the government and outside of this nation whose desire is to weaken this nation, making her vulnerable to world influences and less independent. The ultimate goal is the one world government. This war is in hearts, but is more crucial than any military conflict. I must continue speaking here to bring light into the fog of confusion, which is attempting to settle upon my nation of truth. I urge you then to be united in me, in my will. Make this once again one nation under me. Renounce all who oppose this. Recognize the direction your current president is leading you. Unite behind him. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 2, 19 through 22. So then you are no longer strangers and sojourners, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets. Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure is joined together and grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are built into it for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.